Sunday afternoon, a couple dozen people gather across the street from the state capitol building in downtown Juneau. Some hold signs. They say things like, "Justice for Stephen," and "Until we meet again." Genevieve McFadden holds one that says, "Rest in peace, Stephen Kisak." She's here because she saw videos of Kisak's shooting, and she doesn't want to see anything like that happen in Juneau again.
Seeing people gunned down in the street is awful, and it makes me feel unsafe. And, you know, like, makes me worry about, you know, my kid. And, you know, like, I don't want anything like that to happen to her or anybody else.
Nearby, Salome Starbuck reads aloud from a clipboard she's holding.
As a result of this tragedy, members of our downtown community and visitors to our community are experiencing anger, fear, and a loss of trust.
It's a letter to the city that's being passed around to be read at the next assembly meeting on July 29th.
We must work to resolve that trust and make Juneau a place where people can live safely and without fear.
Starbuck signs the letter.
Every single person I've talked to since this has happened is devastated and angry about this happening.
Bonnie Lynn Parker wrote the letter with help from some other downtown business owners. She owns the Grizz Bar.
I think this is a really right moment for some change.
Parker hopes the letter will help the city to realize the impact Kisak's shooting has had on everyone in Juneau. She doesn't want this moment to pass without action. There were actually two protests on Sunday. The first gathering on the Capitol steps was advertised on a small piece of paper at a downtown memorial site for Kisak. But when demonstrators showed up, no one claimed to have planned it. After half an hour, the group headed down to the library, where four young women had planned a second protest.
Real de-escalation!
Real de-escalation!
Real de-escalation!
Savannah Brohard says her and her friends decided to plan a protest in one of their living rooms. They first made signs and took to the streets 2 days after the shooting, before calling in the community to join them in a larger protest.
Our voices matter, given the fact that we're in control of the future.
Her friend Elijah Bostrak says she wanted to take action to make it known that young people are already tired of seeing violence like this.
And it needs to stop, because we see this on the news every day, and it's tiring. It's painful seeing this every single day. It is a normal occurrence. This is not normal. This should not be normalized.
And for Arielana Shadali, Kisak's death hit close to home.
I'm personally continuing to push because I've been homeless, and who's to say I'm not the next to get shot if I fall to homelessness? We need to be protecting our people and not just killing them.
The shooting is currently being investigated by the Alaska Bureau of Investigations to determine if lethal force was necessary. The Alaska Office of Special Prosecutions will then independently review the findings. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cremery.